Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Seven Sisters by Catherine Kovacic, published by HarperCollins in 2023. Today's book is about revenge, sisters, and misogyny. Naomi is struggling after the murder of her sister by her abusive partner and the lenient sentence he's given by the courts. She ends up seeing a therapist, a woman named Mia. Mia recommends that Naomi joins her Thursday night group therapy sessions. Naomi is reluctant to talk about her trauma with a room full of strangers, but she goes along one night anyway. The group is comprised of all women, and while Naomi is sceptical, she finds that she has more in common with the women than she ever expected. All seven of the women have had sisters killed by their partners, and the men have got away with murder. And under Mia's leadership, the group take a different approach to therapy. Revenge. The seven women, each with their own tragic stories and inspired by Patricia Highsmith's Strangers on a Train, pair off to plot their revenge and get justice where the courts have let them down. Naomi and the others find their purpose and drive in planning their crimes, but is everyone as committed? And what will happen if one of them chickens out? And when they think they've devised the perfect plan, they don't realise that there's someone else watching. Someone else with an interest in the men. Someone with a badge. Seven Sisters is a grossing, page-turning, clever thriller about revenge. It's about power and loyalty and how far someone is willing to go to redress the wrongs. It's not only about actual family, but the sisterhood of women and how society has let women down in intimate partner violence, where many men get away with horrible crimes. Now, this book needs to be optioned and made into a TV series or movie right away. Each plan for the murder is different, and the women find ingenious ways to anonymously kill their targets, especially against men who are obviously physically much stronger than they are. The women also find sneaky ways to rendezvous and confirm their plans at kids' sports games and community markets, but all the while they're unaware that someone else is on the fringes watching. Naomi is troubled and unable to see a way out at the start of the book, but she finds her purpose again, and with the friendship of others who understand, she begins to see that she also has a life to lead and goals which her sister would have wanted for her. Although the book is also about the loneliness of grief, anger and guilt, because even when they get their revenge, they can't tell anyone else. The title of the book, Seven Sisters, and the name of Mia's therapy practice refers to the Pleiades astrological constellation and the myths around the world about the Seven Sisters. So if you like vengeance, clever plots, the sisterhood, Sydney, and justice, you might like Seven Sisters by Catherine Kovacic. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.